Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. We are live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Jay Tree and Reverend Adam. We are also joined today by a special co-host by the name of Ash. Hello, Ash. Are you there with us?
I am.
Hey, wonderful. Hello and welcome to the show, Ash. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. So what we do on the show, everyone, is we take callers and we answer questions to the best of our abilities. We're welcoming Ash in today. Ash is also going to relay messages or whatever she can share throughout the show. So Ash is a wonderful coworker, dear friend, and family member of ours, and we want to welcome her into the show with love, light, and open arms. She's very intelligent. She's highly gifted, like myself. Ash is a spiritual being of great insight as well, has the wonderful gift of clearing energy through sound therapy. She does this through chosen songs and with a wonderful, beautiful voice as well. I really believe she could be doing opera if she wanted to.
Yeah, that's true. She does have an amazing voice. When I first moved into my home, Ash came over for the housewarming back two Februaries ago. And she came over and she sang through the house, and her vibration and beauty and the voice and the depth of her song just really released anything bad and negative that was in the house. And it was just a blessing to have her in the house to do that for me. She's an amazing human being. I had the luxury of working with her in our corporate job during the day, Monday through Friday. And she's an amazing human being. I can't say enough good things about her. I believe that she is very gifted and she has a lot to give. She is one in a million, though, because she is just so unique and beautiful. There's just nobody like her.
Wonderful. So Jay Tree has a segment for us today. Go ahead, Ash. I'm sorry.
Y'all know how to make a person feel welcome.
Oh, thank you. Of course we do. You know how we roll, baby. So tonight, as you know, I have been doing my show on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's called The Witch's Inn. And I started to get some insight as well as given some of the most amazing tidbits that help out. And tonight, to kind of mix things up a bit, I'm going to talk about the Bloodstone. Excuse me, because I'm having a hard time with, there's a segment that's in a book that I want to read to you. And the lighting in here is really not 100% well, so I'm going to struggle with it a little bit. The Bloodstone, although its common name would seem to imply a predominantly red color, Bloodstone is actually a with of red and brown caused by the iron oxide impurities in the stone. The name Bloodstone comes from the Christian mythology, which holds that the blood from the crucifixion of Jesus spattered onto the green jasper stones below the cross. This mineral was also known as heliotrope to the ancient Greeks, which translates roughly to sunstone, as they believing its glinting flecks of color were attracting the light of the sun. For thousands of years, bloodstone has been used by various cultures to heal and ground the body through its purification and detoxification properties. The ancient Mesopotamians dipped the stones in cold water and applied them to the skin over vital organs for detoxification. Bloodstone was also ground to a powder and mixed with honey to draw out snake venom after a bite. As an all-around promoter of good physical health, bloodstone was believed to be able to stop or reduce bleeding from injuries. Perhaps that is why warriors wore the stone for an extra boost of courage when protection during battle. Aligned with the planet Mars and the element of fire, bloodstone supports spells focused around dispelling negativity and can be used to bring positive energy into any situation. Its healing properties make it an excellent stone for work related to physical endurance and stress reduction. It is also used to increase mental clarity and access to one's inner wisdom, helping one to stay in the present moment rather than getting trapped by unproductive worrying. Of course, it has green stone. It can also be added to money spells for an extra boost, and it has also been used in magic related to weather. And there's also another passage that I'd like to tell. It's a there's a lot of our callers, when they call in, they ask for big decision help. And we love to do that, but there's also something that our listeners can do as well with a big decision bloodstone divination. When you're facing a major decision in life and many possible options, it can be hard to get a clear answer from your intuition alone. Bloodstone's Mars-aligned energy make it a good stone to work with when you need to be pushed a little in the direction that serves your highest good. During the spell, you will assess all of the possible outcomes of a decision and allow this magical stone to help you decide which course to sail. So there's only a couple things that you're going to need. You're going to need a small to medium piece bloodstone, one blank unlined sheet of paper. What I like to use is brown paper from a brown paper bag because it's more effective that way, and a black marker or pen. So what you're going to need to do is take a few deep breaths and reflect quietly on the decision you have before you. And I'm one of those people that I have to envision what it is that I want. I have to physically see it with my third eye or with my eyes closed and focus in that tightly in order to get exactly what it is that I want to do. Place the bloodstone in the center of the paper. With a pen or marker, draw a line radiating outward from the stone for each of your possible options. The lines should be spaced at least an inch apart. You may want to mark or label each line so that you don't lose track of which choice it stands for. Now remove the stone and hold it in your hand. Close your eyes, take a long, deep breath, and then roll or drop the stone in the middle of the paper, taking note of where it lands. The line is closest to or directly on is the option you're being asked to consider. Check with your gut. You will get a clear yes or no on this particular choice. Repeat the process as needed until the final choice is clear. Now, that's a really good thing that you can do. I'm lucky because I'm very gifted. I have a pendulum that I use. And with that pendulum, I have a yes, a no, or a maybe. And it's something that I had actually made myself. I took a semi-precious stone, and I wrapped it in wiring, and then I put it on a cord. And I had never wrapped a stone before, but this stone, when I did my pendulum and I blessed it myself, it actually does everything that I want and need it to do. So that's something that us witches do. But this is one of the easiest spells that you can do for yourself. I also make sure that whenever I do a spell, I use a candle or two. What I would suggest with this one is probably a black one and a white one for balance. Light them at the same time. Put your intention in before you start the spell. And when you're done with the spell, if you decide that you want to let the candles burn out, that's fine. But if you decide that you want to douse them, please douse them. Don't blow them out because it makes a big significant difference. The only thing that you should actually blow out are birthday candles.
That is correct. Birthdays are the exception because they are in essence to themselves. And when you're blowing out a birthday candle, you're removing the blockages of the past. You're removing the negativity of the past year for yourself, and you're bringing in new life, okay? That is why they're the only exception to blowing out candles, spiritually speaking. Thank you, Jay, for that wonderful segment and information. I'm sure that's very helpful and will help a lot of our clientele.
I am very pleased to do that, and I look forward to doing this again on my show on Wednesday nights. Don't forget to tune in to The Witch's Inn on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Check out our websites at Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com, and also there's Merlin's Staff, M-E-R-L-I-N-S-S-T-A-F-F.com. You'll find everything that we have to offer with, whether it's a blessing, a cleansing, A removal.
Handmade dream catchers.
Spiritual products. I mean, the possibilities are endless. We're adding more and more inventory all the time.
Precisely.
It's always my pleasure to... Oh, I didn't get the chance to tell you folks. I'm going to do my own YouTube channel. I have wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com will be my my new YouTube channel, and I'll be doing some spells. I'll be doing some how-tos and helping the community out. And please make sure that, you know, you go to our Facebook page, which is wiccantreeoflife.com as well. Like us and follow us and keep tuning in.
Wonderful. And you know what? An angel just got its wings.
How about that?
We gotta love it. All right, everyone. So we're going to go ahead and start taking callers momentarily. Ash, are you still with us?
I am.
Awesome. Okay, wonderful. So, Ash, the kind of format of the show here is we ask the callers to join in with us as we bring them on air, share their name, where they're calling from, and go right into their question. And then any one of us that has an answer for that question is more than welcome to go ahead and start talking, okay?
Fabulous.
Ash, do you have your Oracle cards or your tarot cards with you tonight?
I typically don't pull from cards. I just ask to get my answers in this type of scenario.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I just wanted to see what we were going to do collectively because
yep.
we kind of put Ash on the spot tonight.
Yeah.
I had talked to her about it a couple days ago at work. And then last minute, I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller for today. Our first caller today is going to be area code 330. First three digits are 510. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas. And my question is, will I be offered a full-time position in student services at a college or university this month?
Wonderful question. Okay. I got a big fat yes. But it is going to require a little bit more effort on your part. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Yes, and I've been applying for a lot of positions over the past 3 years, and I got three more interviews coming up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday video, Tuesday video, Wednesday I have to be at the site physically.
Wonderful. Well, we wish you all the best of luck with this one. Is any one of us getting any more information on this?
Prepare yourself before the interview. Make sure that you are feeling calm and confident. When you get hired, it will be because someone has seen you for who you are. And if you allow your anxiety to cloud that, it will complicate matters.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Good advice.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Ash, for that. And we wish you the well upon your journey going forward, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Our next caller today is going to be area code. Ooh, one moment. on hold. Okay. Area code 520, first three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Lisa, and from Arizona, and I just wondered if you saw me picking up extra employment soon.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to have to tune into this one.
I'm not getting extra employment. I'm getting a better job offer.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting the same thing for her. It seems like it's a single situation rather than an additional.
Yeah, it's nothing really. It's something that's slated for her. It's something that they're waiting for.
Mm-hmm. Something very good,
yeah.
Of course, because I'm seeing her more comfortable and more stable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like the hype that's going around is not going to prevent this either.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we wish you the best of luck going forward. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to bring on the next caller here over at 954. First three digits are 921. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. I wanted to see if you see any changes regarding my relationship and my current location.
Okay. Well, we have to focus on one single question, and that's kind of a double, because we try and keep it fair and get to everybody we can. We limit it to one question per caller. I do apologize, but this is what's most efficient. What would you like to focus on the most?
Probably my relationship.
Okay. Give us one moment, and we shall tune into that for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Give us one moment. I've got to verify some information. What I am seeing here is definitely communication problems, but I'm also seeing a spiritual divine connection, and I'm trying to figure out where that real problem is at the moment. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So what Jay is going to do is he's going to pull out one card from the deck, and he's going to see what this card represents for the relationship situation. Just give us one moment.
I got to shuffle them up for you. Give me just a minute.
I am led to say that it seems as though you have an aura of sorrow about you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It feels as though you have an aura of sorrow about you.
Okay.
And I just wanted to remind you of something you've known before. Other people's actions are not your responsibility, and you don't have to take responsibility for this, for the things that other people are doing.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful advice, Ash. Thank you. I kind of agree with that. We also got the Lover's card, which represents to know and to have faith that divine energy got your back. Things can and will work out, but when we get into our own head and we get impatient with the process, that in itself can also create blockages, okay? So remember to speak clearly and to communicate clearly what you desire and expect, but also not to expect anything more than what you've already seen you can expect from them.
Right.
Okay?
One of the things that you might want to do is that I would get a red candle, and
okay,
I would take the candle, and I would just use like a anything small as a candle that you can actually put a little bit, you can put a lot of intention into, and you can get quick results.
Mm-hmm.
And put into the intention what you want romantically. And maybe that extra spark, that better foundation or passion is what you miss a lot of. And in order to get that, you just need to go ahead and put in the intention with the purest of love. Just, I want blah, 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 blah. And as long as you keep the candle burning, you know, if it's something you have to burn over a couple of days, then do it. But every time, use your intention, put it into existence, speak into existence, get the results you need. And that red candle burning will actually help you do it. And remember, don't blow the candle out, douse it with your fingertips. You suffer.
When you're doing a manifestation candle and then you blow it out, you basically blow out what you just tried to put into it.
Right.
I have one of those that's not a real candle, but it's on and it stays lit for safety reasons.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's understandable. Long as you're putting energy into it,
right.
It'll still work because it has a power source. It's just electrical.
Yes.
I have an alternate idea that may work if you're unable to do fire.
Yes.
Do you have a bath or a foot bath?
Yes.
Make yourself a warm bath, as warm as you can comfortably stand, and put in some oils that...
I can do a foot bath. I can't really get down into the tub right now.
It's fine even if it's just your foot or even if you just have a little bowl and putting your hand in it.
Yeah.
But put in a little bit of essential oil, like orange if citrus brings you joy, or rose.
Lavender
and
calm. Rosemary.
As well as the fire.
Right.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be full submersion. It just has to be something where you can put part of your body into the water to soak up the relaxation of the hot heat and hone your focus so that you're able to put your intentions out into the universe.
Yep.
Okay.
Rose water is always handy to have, or rose essential oil that you can put in the water, because that signifies
love
and passion and
in stereo.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you all
for
very much. Today. Good evening. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. That was so funny.
Yeah.
I've never stereoed with you before.
Wow.
That was amazing.
That's nice. Our next caller today is area code 111. 111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. You hear me?
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, good. You're wonderful. This is Karen in New York. So much is going on in my life right now. I could use guidance as to what's coming ahead in terms of how will I be able to support myself, or is it how will I get the best roommate if it's that?
Okay, I've got you here. You know, I'm feeling like you're doing everything you should be doing, and I'm feeling like what you need will come through. But there's not much you can do, because I do feel like you're already limited in what your capabilities are at the moment. I do feel like what you need is going to come through, and it's going to come through by the 1st of April.
Okay, is it like I will just meet someone or something's going to happen synchronistically?
You know, it's going to happen in the most divine order possible, and it could come through in any real sort of way. But it is a blessing, and it's about to happen for you at the same time, okay? I just don't have a direct answer as to how it's going to manifest, only that it is. And maybe a part of the reason for that is for you to get off of the details and allow the manifestation to take place. The universe has already heard the prayers, and the universe already knows what you're trying to achieve. And at this point, wants you to do everything possible within your means to match its vibration.
I think, too, fear has the ability to eat who you are as a person, and it is difficult not to be afraid. It is important to be able to note the facts and the reality of what's going on, but you have no reason to fear. Things will work out.
That is
correct.
Thank you. So it's kind of a lesson in faith and trust at the same time?
Precisely.
Okay.
Trusting in yourself and trusting in the universe is all one and the same.
Yeah, okay.
challenge to redirect those self-doubts, but you do have that ability. Just channel your inner stubbornness.
My inner stubbornness?
Yes. Stubbornness can be useful for a multitude of things.
In the right situations, that is correct.
Right. Okay. All right.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Is there any particular meditation or anything I should focus on that you suggest?
You know, we're only doing one question per caller, and that's to be fair to everybody else, so we do appreciate you calling in. And anything that you can really get a hold of right now in that way, Google it, YouTube it. I mean, anything you resonate with is going to be helpful.
Okay, great. I'm already doing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
You're welcome. Our next caller today is going to be area code 917. First three digits are going to be 38. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by 917-538. You are now live and on air. All right, we'll come back to you if we can. Next caller today is going to be area code 602. First three digits are 320. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Evelyn from Arizona, and I want a new career. Do you see that happening?
Most certainly do see that happening. Do you see it happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know
Let's see on that manifestation, okay? I feel like what's been going on with you is that you've been doing a lot of spiritual homework. You haven't been working on that inner child quite yet, but you have been doing a lot of spiritual homework, and you've been doing a lot of good things, okay? We must have faith and know that what you're doing is going to work out. We also know that the universe has heard your prayers of manifestation, has heard you and seen you doing the work that you're doing to improve upon your own view of your self-worth and value. Okay, and what it is that's going to provide that value for the effort and energy and skills that you have is coming through. Okay, we are getting a very quick turnaround on this, but right now what's happening is you're also analyzing the details because you're very detail oriented. And right now you have to get outside of that headspace. You have to get outside of that those thoughts in order to relax, release, and get your mind on something else, okay? Because we have to release the manifestation in order for it to take place.
Okay.
Now, as far as when this might occur, you know, anywhere between now and, say, about the 25th of this month.
Oh, cool.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and we wish you the best.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So, one moment. Sometimes we don't quite get that click over. All right. We're going to take a commercial for a brief moment, and then we'll be right back with you. All right, we are back. And for anyone that is listening to the show and would like to call in, we're going to suggest you use the call-in number at 323-642-1694. That is 323-642-1694. And that's to call in live to the show and have your single question answered on the show. Also, please don't forget to visit our website at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That is Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, TreeOfLife.com, as well as MerlinStaff.com, MerlinStaff.com, for all of your spiritual and psychic needs. Also, spiritual cleansings, energy healings, and many more services are available on both of these websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com as well as MerlinStaff.com. You may also check out WiccanTreeOfLife.com on Facebook. That is the Facebook page as well. Try it out. See what is available to you and what services you can take advantage of. Also, for anyone calling in, we are in a spiritual shift going on right now. We're in a time right now where energy is moving around. We've got positive flying everywhere. We've got negative flying everywhere. A balance is being restored between the positive and negative energies of the world. We also are in a time right now where the coronavirus is out there and people are panicking everywhere and fearing everywhere and starting to prepare for it, and that is all good. But at the end of the day, the more we fear something, the more we give it power to manifest. The more we... One moment here. We may have clicked out of the show. There we go. I think we're still on air. We might have lost connection there for a brief moment. But anyway, the more we fear something, the more we give it power to manifest, to power to happen. So don't fear the viruses that are out there. Maybe prepare a little bit, but do not fear what's out there. Remember, everyone, if we keep ourselves safe from everything that can hurt us, we don't build up that immunity. We don't build up that immune system to what is out there and potentially harmful. And if we're constantly, you know, making everything so sanitary, then we go and expose ourselves eventually to something that is potentially harmful. We're going to be harmed a lot more. I know this is a little bit controversial for the show, but I'm using a very light method of communication about this. Everyone eats to their own. Everyone's going to do as they please. And this is only a suggestion. That is all it is. You know, prepare, but do not overly fear anything in this world. Our mind is a very powerful machine, and it projects manifestation through its thoughts. So if we are only focused on negative, all we will ever see is negative. If we focus on positive, all we will ever see is positive. Now, mind you, a lot of us have had so many negative things happen in our lives, we're always expecting the other shoe to drop. So when we change over to a positive perspective, then we're instantly used to having that instant gratification with the other shoe dropping or something going wrong, that we start looking for instant gratification when we go over to positive. And it doesn't work that way. When we go over to positive, we're just beginning to get a train to leave the station, where with the negative train, it's been going a million miles per hour our whole lives. So of course that's going to happen very quickly. It's going to take time to build up that positive energy's momentum. It's going to take time to keep it going. So don't get impatient with the process or yourself. Know it's okay. Our mind is already used to a certain way of thinking, and it's going to battle us a little bit. But it is that journey that really matters. If you quit trying to learn how to ride a bike when you first fall off of that bike, you're not going to ever learn how to ride the bike. And of course you're going to fall a few times. but you keep trying until you finally get it. And that is the same thing with anything in life. We want to wish everyone well out there. We want to wish you all love, light, and protection from anything that's going on in the world. But remember, it's also our own minds. Do not let the fear and the hype of others become the fear and the hype of your own mind.
With that being said, I want to give everybody a blessing tonight before we sign off the air. God and Goddess, Earth, Air, Water, Fire, Spirit, North, South, East, and West, guide us, all of us, to be the best that we can be.
Here, here.
To make us believe that there is better balances of good than what there are of evil. For that we are all creatures of the divine, God and Goddess. They brought us here onto this plane so that way we could all love and be loved, as well as be strong, stay faithful, and do what we need to do in order for us to be successful, as well as for us to be healthy. This we ask of you, God and Goddess. Guide us to be the best that we can be. Show us that there is love and light regardless of where we turn and what we do. As it is from the earth to the heavens, may no harm come to no one. So mote it be.
So mote it be. Now, I'm going to give an opportunity before we end the show to Ash to share her beautiful voice, if she is willing to, and up for it. How do you feel, Ash?
I'm willing.
She's willing.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you have the floor, hon.
All right, this is just a little bit of Morning Bird, which to me is a blessing song.
Wonderful, thank you.
Sing to me, my morning bird, the sweetest song I ever heard. Love's melody in your heart's own words. Sing to me, my morning bird. Remember
to look
towards. Remember to look towards the meeting, the morning, no matter how dark the night gets.
Beautiful, Ash. Thank
you. That was amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us tonight, honey.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
Well, with all of us from here in the studio, it's great to be part of this community. And
yeah,
with love and with light, we wish you have a good night.
Love and light. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.